Welcome back to the North Star Cast. My name is Brent Wilson. Alongside with me, as always, is Matthew Palmquist and Kyle Moore. How are we doing, fellas?
I'm here. I'm good. Kyle, how are you?
We're doing good.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we've gotten on the mics.
And the last time we are on the mics, we apologize for having a great time.
I would like to apologize for nothing. To absolutely nobody. That was fun.
It was a good night.
We needed that. We do that every, like, 6 months, I'd say.
Yeah. That was an impromptu one, too.
Oh, yeah. That was not planned.
It was a good time.
Which, kind of it was, because you two are like, we don't work the next day. You didn't really have any...
But the fact that you brought over the full bottle of Pink Whitney, I mean...
Okay, I didn't think we would finish it.
No, I didn't either.
And then go on to finish another bottle of Tennessee.
And then another bottle of Yegg.
I feel like that's what always happens.
Those last two were partial bottles for the people listening at home.
No, they were full.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Those Pink Whitney bottles, you always think that you're not going to drink it all. You'll have some for the next time.
It's so fast.
Because it's so easy to take a shot out of that.
So fast. But how's it going? How's things adding up for you guys?
Tired. I worked third shift last night for 4 hours, I'm running on about 4 hours of sleep today. And
that's fun.
Yeah. Got to go to the dentist for the first time in 5 years.
So what's your dentist's name?
Crentist, actually, yeah.
Dentist, the Crentist?
Yeah.
Dr. Crentist?
Yeah. I think that's why he went into the field.
Sounds good.
That's really his name? Or their name?
Maybe.
What just happened to your screen?
I don't know. It pulls up these...
It was so bright.
It pulls up these random web pages.
Do you need sunglasses?
I might.
Any cavities?
No cavities, still.
Nice, good for you.
Still.
You never had one?
Never had one.
I've had one.
I've had one, too.
And it was just recently, like a couple years ago.
Nice.
Yeah. Brittany's never had any. She always brags about it, so I really hope she gets one soon.
Just start giving her candy and then throwing away her toothbrush.
Oh, piece of candy. Oh, piece of candy. Throwing away her toothbrush.
Yeah.
You can't brush.
No, she needs to.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm kidding, Brittany. She doesn't listen. Kyle, how about you? How's things? How's
good.
That thing called life?
Good. It's going, you know, working. Yeah. Looking at a few houses tomorrow.
Good luck to you.
Taking the grandma out to lunch tomorrow as well. Aww. So,
hi, grandma. Fun.
That was very impromptu.
Tell her I says hi.
So, kind of... dark, but when you get a text, so my mom was at a meeting. It was like 9:15 at night, and my grandma tries to call her. So she tried to call my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's always in his drawer. He never has his phone on him.
Right.
Calls my mom, and then my mom texts me because she knows my dad doesn't have his phone on him. Grandma's trying to call me. Have dad call her. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just call her off my phone, and we're both sitting together. Ring, 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 she answers. And she knows right away when my dad just goes, Mom. She's like, yeah. And then just like knows right away.
So a typical Moore phone conversation.
Yeah, so then my dad messes with her all the time. It's his mom.
Yeah.
And she goes, so I had the nicest... interaction with one of my neighbors. They have a corn farm, or a friend who has a corn farm, and they gave me 20 stalks of corn, and I can't eat that much. Do you want some?
Oh.
I was like, you call us at 9:30 at night for corn?
Hey, priorities.
So then we start talking, blah, 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 and she wanted me to come pick them up. I was like, well, I'm free tomorrow. Why don't I pick them up after my appointment in the morning, and then we can go out to lunch after. And she like got like halted. She, okay, yeah, we could. She was like super excited for it. So,
nah.
I'm not hungry.
No, just pick up the corn, man.
I'm not.
That's awesome.
I'm not hungry. Grandma, it's today. We're gonna eat tomorrow. You're gonna be hungry. No, I'm already not hungry.
I'm full. Actually.
So yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But and then seeing two houses after that, so
nice.
Fun. Hey, good for you.
Just trying to figure that stuff out and
get back at it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
How about you, Brent? We don't ask you. Brent. We never ask you anything ever.
Yeah, it's it's okay? All right.
That's good. That's good. So sports. Sports.
Life's good. We're just getting ready. I think next week is going to be 4 weeks away.
For what?
For that, for the baby. I didn't know what to say there. So,
yeah.
The baby.
Hey, good looking.
I ate a baby.
So, we're just doing that. A lot of house cleaning, a lot of little things. We went to TC Summer Jam last weekend.
Heck yeah, we did. I only went for one day, but you guys did the 3 day. How was all 3 days?
The first day was okay.
I wish.
We went for, who was the first?
Leonard Skinner.
Kip Moore and Leonard Skinner.
Great last name.
They were good.
Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spells it wrong, but.
Yeah, I know.
They were good. Leonard Skinner was all right. Nothing crazy. Second day, Blanco Brown, Brett Young, and then
Ian Munsick,
who was very good. He is. He will be a star in country music coming up here. And then Carrie Underwood, which was the best concert of the weekend. She is absolutely beautiful.
Like, she's always been your, on your...
Oh, yeah. She's always been my, like,
on your
celebrity crush.
On your laminated list?
Yeah. Yeah. If there was... Whenever someone says, like, who is your crush, it was, like, Carrie Underwood. That was always my... And...
Still is.
She is gorgeous. And she can sing. She was so good. So good.
She's an artist.
And then, the last day, the Fabulous Armadillos... Couple other
Nico Moon and Ashley McBride,
who was not good at all.
Nope.
And then,
I heard Nico Moon was actually really good.
He looked good from what I saw.
Yeah.
And then Zach Brown Band, which was a great concert.
Yeah.
That was a good concert.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, what did you guys think? I know it was your first, Matt.
Yeah. My first Zach Brown concert. It was tough because the beginning was really quiet. The sound guys up top didn't have, obviously, their sound high enough. But I thought it was really good. You know, they played their hits, and then they, just like everybody says, they play a lot of covers too. But they're really good covers, and it sounds like they do it for a reason. So every part or every member of their band has a chance to be that lead. Which is really cool. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I'd go back to another Zach Brown concert for sure.
You?
Yeah.
Your second?
Second time. Miranda, it was her third, and she had a good point. She's like, they haven't really made too much new music in a while. So she's like, the last three have been almost exactly the same. So, like, when we saw them at Target Field, it was essentially the same exact thing, except for... Except for a few other covers that they did. Like, they did Baby Got Back at Target Field. And then it was, like, we went straight from Enter Sandman to Baby Got Back to, like, a something of along the lines of, like, a Hey There, Delilah. Like, they were going, like, all over the place. So it was just, like, a party the whole time. And here, the sound was definitely an issue. But it was still great. Like, Zach Brown Band is just... Their music is great. They haven't had to really make new music.
You know, one of my favorite songs of theirs is their new one, "The Man That Loved You the Man Who Loved You the Most" or first. The most. It was the most.
Second.
They didn't play that song, and that they wrote that song during quarantine, because they recorded it on like Zoom.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that now that you bring that up, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
But one of the coolest moments I've had at a concert, this was my third time seeing them, and I would probably say probably their best concert I've seen them.
This is the funnest night ever!
Because they opened up with like six in a row that were just their bangers, like their top songs they just opened up with, which they haven't done before. And then one of the favorite moments I've ever had at a concert was, it was Enter Sandman. And then they went slow and they started playing piano. And Bobby and Wes were next to me and they're like, you can't do this. Like, you really get killed the mood like this. I said, the only way you can do that is if it's colder weather. Like, play their top slow song.
Right.
And that's what it was. And so, like, I said that, and then, like, 10 seconds later, he started singing.
And I'm stuck in colder
weather. And we, like, looked at each other, and they're like, that was sick.
They must have rehearsed that.
Yeah. I was like, I'm just...
Brent was there for rehearsal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can set up a list for them. But it was a good concert. They just have so many good songs.
Oh, yeah. They haven't really had to... Like I just said, they haven't really had to make new music. They did play, like, one or two new songs, didn't they?
Yeah, they played a couple. Right at the beginning. They played a couple newer ones.
And they were...
They're still good.
Yeah.
They're still good.
I almost bought...
But, like, Toes. Oh. Such good songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chicken Fried.
I think that might be the first time I saw him play Colder Weather.
Same.
Sweet Annie. Sweet Annie's a great song.
Same.
But, yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
They
have a few kinks to work out. The TC Summer Jam does. It was absolutely mobbed on Saturday.
Yeah, that was...
It was incredible how many people were there.
It was nuts.
I really think that they have to have a good lineup in order for me to go next year.
On that topic, who would it need to be? I know we threw that in our group message.
Yeah, I asked you guys because I was curious.
Who did I? I said
you
Luke,
said
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs needs to be
I
there.
I think that's all of our number one. That should be Saturday night Luke
I
Combs.
I think he has to be there.
But the only thing is I've heard that hockey doesn't enjoy his music or care for it. And with him putting it together...
I don't think that matters. I think you need to bring people in. Like, they had a legitimate problem this year. This was only year two, but it was a problem that no one showed up until Zach Brown.
Right, yeah, you gotta bring...
On a Saturday that starts at 2:30, and then the last show starts at 9...
Yeah.
And no one showed up till 8:30. That's a problem.
Yeah. And me and Chad waited for our first round of drinks for about half an hour.
Yeah.
And then to go get drinks again, me and Miranda waited for like another at least like half hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like they only had like two actual places where you could get drinks. And
right.
It's like you got to add like an extra 5.
Yep. Right.
5 to 10 on each of those.
Yeah. So, who else did I say?
But that's also a good thing because if they plan for it next year, you said
Keith?
Pitbull.
Toby Keith. And Pitbull, yeah.
Pitbull would be a lot of fun from the stories from the first year.
One of my favorite concerts of all time. One of my favorite concerts. And that was one that was just... Like, we were like, yeah, it's Pitbull. Like, that'll be fun. And he came out, and it was like, this is...
It's a party.
This is a good time. Yeah.
I think about how they ran it this year. You kind of need, like, an old-school band. Then you need someone, like, two big hitters on Friday and Saturday. So I thought about, like, a band that I would want to see. And I think of, like, a Green Day.
That'd be good.
That'd be really cool. That'd be like a good Thursday night.
That'd be a good poll too. Like a lot of people would come for it.
Cause you have they're not that old.
That would even be good for Friday.
Yeah.
I think it would pull a lot of people.
And then I would want Luke Combs to either be Friday or Saturday.
Florida Georgia Line.
Oh my gosh, that would be great. Like a Thomas Rhett, a Jason
Aldean. Oh, Thomas Rhett would be awesome.
Maybe
Randy Jackson from American.
He would be. Electric. They should have him 3 days in a row.
I'm trying to think of like a pop artist.
Cardi B. Billie Eilish.
Kobe.
Eilish. Yeah. I don't know. It has to be good. Like after this year, and how like Brett Young killed the mood. Ashley McBride killed the mood.
Right, right before the headliners too.
They killed, like, you it gotta was have, too slow.
Yeah, you gotta have that person before the headliner be a pit bull.
A pit, yep.
You gotta have just like...
Blanco Brown would have been a perfect opener. Because he got the place bumping. And then Brett Young came out and it was like...
Hmm.
Okay. That was stupid. Womp,
womp, womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know who else. It will be interesting. I hope it comes out soon. And I want to go because, like, truthfully, to be, like, not selfish, but, like, I want to say that I've been to all of the TC Summer Jams. Like, it's cool. I've been to both of them so far, but,
yeah,
like, I don't know. They have a lot to work out still.
Yeah.
And I get it. They're a new Twin Cities
festival.
Yeah, music festival. Like, it's going to be tough to figure it all out in the first 2 years, but running out of water during Zach Brown Band isn't a good thing.
Did they?
They ran out of water. And the VIP, they ran out of water before Zach Brown.
Right.
It
was just abnormally hot, but still in the same breath. You shouldn't be running out of water like that.
To say a positive thing, the porta potties,
so clean,
were the best porta potties I have ever used. It was incredible that at a music festival the porta potties were that clean.
Right.
It was very nice. It's the little things like that where it's like,
yeah,
yeah.
Speaking of the porta potties,
nice job. Yeah.
Miranda went to go to the bathroom and I was waiting for her, and another guy walks up to me. I'm holding my Busch Light from the back bar to where they're not in, like, the...
Right, because you can only get them, like, right at the entrance.
Yep, so he, like, looks at me like I'm a...
A punk.
Like a smuggler. He's like, where did you get that? And I feel like Busch Light has just turned into, like, that is my go-to beer.
Yeah,
for a lot of people.
Because where did you get that? He's like, oh, I got it up there. I got two of them, so this is my last one. Now we got to go back down to McGolden.
Yeah.
He's like, I know, right? And then they ran out of McGolden, so then they were down to Bud Light towards the end.
Wow.
But yeah, I thought that was funny, where he's like, you have the nectar of the gods? Why do you have that here?
No, we're good.
I'd go back.
The Red Bull rum drink was very good.
That was delicious.
Very good. I wouldn't
Bacardi rum.
I wouldn't pay $10 for it.
No. Nope. not again.
Although they were about 50-50.
Yep.
And then the later in the night, it was like 75-25.
Yeah.
So they were making you feel good. But.
Yeah, that was like me and Chad in line. We were watching the people before us all got mixed drinks, so it was like a long time. And we watched her pour some. I was like, glug, 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 glug.
Yeah.
And we both looked at each other like, you know, I might get a mixed drink. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a good time. Yeah. Like, I don't want to make it sound like.
I would go back. No. It made me wish that I did all 3 days.
Yeah.
It makes me think now that we're making a little bit more money, too, is like. Look into VIP or
right
something a little bit more.
Would you do VIP? So
I would need to see how much it costs.
Me and Brittany won VIP, so we got in that way. Palmquist got a weigh in too. I don't know if you
from one of our coworkers. Yeah. So,
and then thank you for your tickets at a discounted rate.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have been there. So appreciate
it. Oh, that was awesome. $600.
Okay,
for the VIP. So it's $200 a night. Would you do it?
Yeah, I guess this is a good...
Yeah.
That should be a question for me that you guys did it.
You want to ask it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
What was it worth it? Would you do VIP again?
That's a great question, Kyle.
Thank you.
That is a fantastic question.
I'm glad
question.
I thought of it of myself.
The meal was huge for the program, especially if you had been there for quite some time.
You get one meal a day?
Yeah, but it's like a buffet meal where they set out a bunch of stuff, so you just walk through the line. Two free drink tickets, right? So there's $20 right there.
Yep.
Meal that style meal, let's call it $20.
Easily.
Right? So there's $40 just in that alone.
Unlimited water and pop. $40.
Two drink tickets.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And a meal each day.
Each
right?
day. So that's 120.
So 120 out of your 600, you're already at 480. And that's your tickets for the entire weekend. Gets you up close to the stage, which is nice. It gets you a seat, too, if you want to sit down, if you're feeling it. Like you said, the free waters and pops.
How much were those, five tickets or three tickets?
I don't even know.
So yeah. if you got like five of those.
Right. There's another
25. 50, 75 to your.
So you're at 400.
Yep.
So 400 for the.
For like an average.
For the seats, really.
Yeah.
In the area.
I would say if we got a big group to do it, yes.
I would agree.
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
If it's just like you and one other person,
yeah.
Like, I would rather go hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
Than go. I would, like what you did, you'd go do your, get your stuff for free.
Right.
Come back and.
Right.
See, I think the meal and the drink tickets, if it, how we did it this year, it would not be worth it. Because I like the option of the food. Like, I could have went and got pizza. Could have went and got, like, just snacks if I wanted to do that.
Right.
Where, like, the meals were good, but they weren't great. Right. Like,
it wasn't a great meal, but it was.
They weren't $20 worth of a meal.
At the festival, that meal would have been $20.
But, like, easily. The food was. I mean, the second day for me, especially, it just didn't hit the spot. Third day was very good.
The taco night
was very good. Yes. But so like, I think if everyone was on board to do it, I think I'd be in. Like it'd be more about getting up closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than anything else, than like the actual food or drinks or anything.
Right.
Because like, you're still gonna spend more money on drinks
exactly.
if you're gonna be there all day.
Exactly.
The only reason I didn't is because Brittany's tickets. Like, so I had four drinks a day. Even on Friday, I spent more. Like, I bought a few drinks. So, yeah, I don't know. It's, if everyone's in, I would be more willing to do it. I wouldn't do it just by myself and have to go, not have to, but go back to the peons in the back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding.
Peasants.
But you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Part of the ticket price is to sit
is
up
the
closer.
Seat. Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
It would have to be a group decision.
Yeah, I would agree. But, because, I mean, you look at, it's either 200 a day or, I think it was $60 a day.
80?
Yeah.
160?
It was 175 when we bought them. So
okay.
$60.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so it was $60 a day or $200 a day.
Yeah.
So can you
right.
spend 140 yeah. on what
yes.
you want?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Easily.
But like, you get what you want.
Right.
Like the pizza inside of Canterbury.
Yeah, that looked
so good.
Yeah.
I wanted to go get it so bad, but I didn't. Did you go get that? Did you have that pizza?
We did, yeah.
Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah.
It looked really good.
Yeah.
It looked
and
like.
And I forget how much it
is. It was like $6 a slice or something
I
like that.
I think it was just like Papa John's.
Yeah. Looked good. They had the cassette. They had the same garlic sauce as Cassetta's.
What's up?
Yeah. The gold label thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. It was still a lot of fun. I don't want to make it sound like it wasn't.
Loved it.
There just has to be a lot of improvements next year, and I believe there will be.
You got to think, like, agreed. 5 years from now, they'll have it dialed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a Wii Fest or Country Jam, and it was funny. Zach Brown. So you heard some of the artists say, like, summer jam, you know, stand on your feet, blah blah blah. What's up, summer jam? And then Zach Brown on stage called it Summer Fest.
Yeah.
And you know the promo people are like, come on, that would have made our video.
Yeah
but
it was good. It was a fun time. Anything else on that?
No, yeah.
No, a lot of fun.
Depending on artists, I'd go back.
Yeah.
Pay for the 3-day.
Yep.
But yeah.
Olympics.
A lot of fun watching the Olympics.
Yeah, I'd love the Olympics.
Do we want to stay positive, or do we want to stay not as positive with the Simone Biles discussion?
I kind of have some points on it that I'm willing to share.
Okay.
Do you guys have anything on it first that you want to get off your chest?
Do we want to preface it first?
As in?
A little bit, just like talk about. Like, maybe, so Simone what Biles, basically, long story short, opted out of finishing out the competitions for gymnastics because of mental health issues and all of that stuff.
Like twisties.
And it kind of erupted into social media on two different sides, on she quit on her team or it was the right thing to do because of mental health. And we've been hearing a lot of different things, seeing a lot of different points made online. All three of us listened to the Power Trip when Ben Lieber and Marnie Gellner were talking about it, and they had both completely different sides of it and were okay with where it ended. So I feel like it's a discussion that can have both sides to it. So figure out the sides that everyone is on and see where we're at. Matt, did you want to go first and kind of give your thoughts and ideas of it?
Yeah, I can. It's tough. So she went for the first team event, right? She qualified for all four events: vault, floor, bars, and beam. She took her first vault. She had this whole, I don't know, you don't call it a trick, but a routine.
Yeah, that's the right word.
Stunt planned out, which included a 2.5 twist at one point, mid-air or mid-run jump setup. She decided that she was only going to do 1.5. So very unsure with herself at that point. And then, discussing with her trainer and then deciding to opt out after that because she wasn't right in the head, right? She just wasn't comfortable enough. She had all of that pressure, and I know it'll be brought up further, but it's tough to see in a team competition and a team event. It's tough to see your quote unquote leader, right? I know it's a team, but every team has a captain, and being the most experienced at the Olympics, I would have called her the captain of Team USA, right? Yeah.
She's the greatest of all time.
Exactly. Yeah. but being the team captain, it's tough to see someone back out from a team event, but knowing that she wasn't fully into it mentally, wasn't fully ready to perform or comfortable performing, it's good to see that she didn't want to hurt her team any further with anything that she could have done or any misses that she could have had. So pulling herself out, as tough as it was probably for her to do, we've been seeing a lot of mental health issues that a lot of athletes have been dealing with. And I mean, it's no joke. Everybody deals with it in different ways, but, I'm on, if you can't tell, I'm on both sides here where I understand it, but it's hard to see someone on the biggest stage in her position and what she's put, not only what everybody else has put on her, but what she's put on herself. It's tough to see that back out, but it sounds like, you know, it's as nice as it would have been to have her out there. The team, I didn't watch any of the team event, but it sounds like they did an all right job.
Silver.
Yeah. So still 3 points behind the Russians. But yeah, 3 points gymnastics. In gymnastics is a huge amount. But yeah, if you can't tell, I'm on both sides, and it's
yeah, shocking.
It's, yeah, right. So that's where I'm at. Let's see what you guys have.
Very logical thinker over there, Matt Palmquist.
Thanks.
I think going off of like the things that you were saying, I don't want to repeat you too much. So. I think the culture and the idea behind how athletes are viewed in the public is they're not really humans. Yeah. And they're just supposed to perform, do their thing, and if they don't perform, we can shun them and do all this and that. So Simone Biles was no different. Because of the actions that she did before. The main thing that comes to mind that me and Brent both and Matt agreed on is like the rhinestone goat on her leotard. It's like, you're definitely sending a message there that obviously we all know that she is the greatest gymnast of all time. Like, there's no denying that. They completely changed how competition was this year because of her, because she was doing things on a completely different level, and it wouldn't have been fair, which is unfair at the same time, but that's a different thing. I think that it's a good thing that mental health is being talked about, because everyone deals with it, and you saw a lot of different athletes from different walks of life were tweeting and posting things of like things that they've dealt with. Michael Phelps was one where he was dealing with suicide and all of those thoughts during his Olympics, and he's known as the greatest Olympian of all time, let alone the greatest swimmer of all time. So they all deal with it in different ways. Part of me is like, you put all of this pressure on yourself, so for you to back out kind of is just like, okay, interesting. But at the same time, you can't really like... So everyone tries to compare her to like a Michael Jordan or a Tom Brady of them, like in the finals or the Super Bowl. And they like, are like, I can't do it anymore. I feel like the stage that she is on, no one else can really relate to that. So that amount of pressure that she is put on and then put on by herself was so much that she had to back out. And I think it's okay to talk about mental health. It should be. But at the same time, her job was gymnastics too. So I don't know. I'm kind of on both sides too. There's really not like a definitive point that I made, but it's like a very interesting thing of like, she's going to be the poster child for mental health, saying that it's okay to back out. The Naomi Osaka, the women's tennis player who opted out of playing tennis because of mental health. I'm glad that she brought it up, because I feel like a lot of athletes deal with it, and it was just a very controversial time to do it.
I'm kind of on board with you guys. I lean a little bit more in like the she quit on her team type. Just because, like, I don't know. It's she put a, as you guys both said, she put a lot of pressure on herself. There is outside forces. There is. I can't deny that. But like the Facebook, like, you know, Ben Lieber went through all of it. Like the Facebook Road to the Olympics series that she did, all the endorsements that she does, like, and I get it, she's got to make money, but at the same time, you got to be mentally prepared for the Olympics. Yeah, I don't know.
Her number one job is to do gymnastics, and she didn't do that.
She was not prepared for it. Like, mentally or physically, she did not show up to the Olympics prepared to compete. And I think that is that's a problem. Like, and I get it. Like, we all go through mental health. I get it. But this was her last Olympics. And
which is crazy.
She had to show up to not solidify herself, because she definitely is the best gymnastics of all time, but like to confirm it. Like, she's only been to one other Olympics. That was it. So like, this is number two, and she ended like that. And it's kind of a sad way for the best gymnast of all time to end their career. That's a sad way to go. She might go to the world championships, which that's fine. But so like, it was sad to see her go out that way. And it's, I feel very bad for her teammates. Because you come in specializing in one single thing, and you're like, I'm doing this, she's doing this, you're doing this, and Simone's got the overarching. Like, she's doing everything because she can. So like, we're gonna win gold because of this, and all of a sudden your leader quits on you. Like, it's sad for them too. And you, at the end, you can see the tall girl, I don't know her name, you can see she is upset. And so it is very interesting to see that dynamic, because you can't say anything about it, but at the same time you're like, what the, like, this was my only shot to win gold, and it's gone. Like, that sucks. It's a team, like, at that time it was a team sport, and your star player left you. And I get it, she wasn't performing her best. She wasn't performing good during qualifications, and yet still finished on top of everyone. She had the best scores all around. So like, that's how good she was doing so.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. It's very sad. And this goes into my next point that I texted you guys about. Name, image, and likeness that the NCAA is going. I was watching some things, and this kind of ties into it. I think the NCAA in 5 years is going to have a serious problem with mental health.
Yep.
I truly do.
It's going to be scary.
Kids are dropping out of high school early so they can go get paid for their name, image, and likeness. The football players, no, I disagree with this, say that football is a full-time job and that they should be paid for it. I get it. It is. I know a lot of football players that went to college. They seem to party a lot. So I don't know about, you know, I don't know about full time, but I get what they're saying. And to have someone come in, you have people going into Alabama. Nick Saban just reported this. You have people going into Alabama making over $1 million, coming into the locker room.
Right.
Signing $1 million contracts.
Haven't even played a snap at Alabama.
So on top of them doing school, on top of them doing their full-time football, now they have obligations outside of that. And we're talking about 18-year-olds.
Yep.
18, 19-year-olds. It's the same thing with Simone Biles. She overcommitted herself, and she wasn't mentally and physically prepared for the game. And you are going to have now 18-year-olds making millions of dollars when in 3 years they might be making, you know, half a billion dollars in a few years. Right. I think it is something that has been overlooked while making these decisions for name, image, and likeness. And in 5 years, we might have a bigger problem like Simone Biles.
So the only way that I can really see some sort of regulation on this, because could you imagine, you're 18, you're top of the line athlete, you just got $1 million, I didn't even play yet, where's my initiative to perform? I already made $1 million, what's the point? Agreed. So I feel like there's got to be some sort of things within the school with the companies that are giving these, I'll call them children. I was a child when I was 20,
they're kids.
When I was 21, yeah. 20, even 22, 23,
just 25, started,
25, 34. 25. Like, so there's got to be, if you sign this contract, if you want to make this much, you have to have a certain GPA. You have to attend a certain amount of practices. You have to play a certain amount of games, except some sort of like standard bonuses on a contract for a professional athlete. If you score a certain amount of goals, you get $100,000 extra. There's got to be some sort of, you're here for school, you're here for football.
I agree.
I feel like there should be, like, you're 18. You need to, there's got to be, like, guidelines to this. Otherwise, if they're just, like, $1 million, just say that you like using our cell phone or, like, whatever. What would an 18-year-old do? Like, yeah, I'll still play. I might do whatever. And like, 2 years from then?
Dude, I'm already getting paid $1 million. I'm making it to the NFL.
He's still got six figures. He's like, yeah, I'm going to make it. I got $1 million. I'm better than you.
Yep.
Why would I have to come in at 5 a.m. when I got $1 million in the bank? I'm already going to get drafted. People know me. There's got to be some sort of, like, if you don't hit a 2.5 GPA, then you only make this much. If you hit a 3.0, you make this much, etc. So
I
feel like that's something along the lines of that.
That would fix the motivation factor for sure. I would agree with you, and I think that's a good way of doing it. But that is the exact thing that I'm talking about, of putting so much pressure on these kids.
Yeah.
To get a good grade, you're going to now give these kids for a B average, you're going to give this kid $1 million. So now he's going to grind at school, then he's going to grind at football practice, then he's going to grind to go get his pitcher taken. I know you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Grind. But, and then no mental health. Like, people are talking about mental health and saying how we need to raise awareness, raise this, raise that about it. But yet we're pushing our 18-year-old kids to go make $1 million as fast as they can.
And drop out of high school. And
then put a bunch of pressure on them to perform at the same time. That's exactly what happened to Simone Biles.
Yeah.
And so, like, yes, that fixes the motivation, but now it's even putting more pressure on them mentally.
Yep.
Then can these kids withstand it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And, you know, at the same time, too, there's a small percentage, I feel like, of these players that are going to be in that seven figures mark. You know what I mean?
I feel like it will be high to start. Like Barstool did, like, where they just went, I know that they're only sending them t-shirts and stuff, but it's going to be high to start, where companies are just going to try to jump in to be the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
To be the first ones to pay athletes, to be the first ones to do this.
True.
There's going to be a lot of money within the next 3 years. It might die off after that, because it, truthfully, is an 18-year-old kid wearing Nike shoes really going to make a difference on someone buying them?
Yeah. They would have to be a Trevor Lawrence, a
Zion.
A Zion, kid who's dropping out of high school.
Yeah.
To do full-time football his senior year.
Yeah.
To go to Ohio State and all this stuff. Joey Bag of
Donuts.
There's like a small, very small percentage of those top-tier people. So I feel like the rest of them, if like, it's good for that kid who, like the hockey player at the U of M. Yeah, he's known by most of Minnesotans. He'll get like a couple thousand.
Right.
Maybe like 10, 20,000 just to help pay for food and like stuff like rent. I don't know. It's like stuff like that.
Right.
They deserve that. But
right.
The ones that are at the top tier, I completely agree with what you're saying. There's going to be a lot of mental health issues of like, I'm an 18-year-old kid. I didn't throw 4 touchdowns that game. And I've got people on Twitter saying that I'm the devil and they want me to die. And like all of, like whatever that you could, the amount of stuff that you see on Twitter, like you were just talking this like right before the podcast, like people will say anything over through a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you see an 18-year-old kid scrolling through and all they see is negative. Next game, all they're thinking about is oh, if I throw an interception, there goes my money.
Yep.
There goes my scholarship. There goes this and that, rather than just letting him go out and play. Right. So.
It's tough. I agree.
Tom.
Everything you guys are saying, it's tough, especially this whole name, image, likeness. That mental health isn't going to get better, right? It's only going to get worse unless we do something critical about it.
Yeah.
And you're right. It did lead into, you know, overextending Simone Biles, and then, you know, putting her in this, not necessarily putting her in this spot, but this is how she and we all ended up in this position. But so you guys brought up that this is going to be her last Olympics, and I don't doubt it with the caliber of skill that the United States puts out in female gymnasts.
Yeah.
Year after year after year. I don't doubt it, but you look at that Ukrainian, Turkish, yeah. Tanzania, yeah, 46. This is her eighth Olympics,
yeah,
something like that.
Absurd.
If Simone Biles keeps doing what she's doing year after year after year, I could see her in the 2024 Olympics in Paris.
She's 24.
Right.
She'll be 28, right. 29.
If she keeps doing what she's doing now...
No,
I think she can make the team still.
This was her.
She won't be the best.
She won't be the all around person.
It's like Gabby Douglas.
Yeah.
If you remember that, yeah. When she won it in London in 2012.
Yeah.
And then she was on the team with Simone Biles, right, or something like that.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Right. Only did the floor.
And she wasn't even talked about, but she was still on the team.
Right.
But I remember in 2012, Gabby Douglas was the Simone Biles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I could see it being that way. I could also see it being Simone Biles is still the best of the best. It's tough, right? It's going to be tough with age and how age affects joints and bodies. But if you keep up...
Which is crazy because she's only 24. Yeah.
Exactly. But you look at it. If we continued to play our sports constantly, day in, day out...
Especially gymnastics.
My body would hurt.
Yeah, that's but we would sport. Be we would be pro athletes for sure.
Well, yeah.
At this point, so
not me.
No, we would.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
The biggest difference that the reason why that's not too comparable is you're talking about Ukraine versus the United States, who have won eight straight women,
right,
all around,
right.
So like we always have one coming up,
right. But it's not.
Such
it's
as,
not possible.
Such as our girl.
Suni Lee.
From
St. Paul.
Who is 18, I think she is.
Yep.
And she wins gold this year, which is absolutely incredible. Like, that's so cool.
Right.
Do you think that hurts Simone?
Yeah, it does.
That has to hurt her.
Because looking at the past world championships, that 2018, 2019 world championships, Suni Lee was silver medalist. Behind Simone Biles both times.
That, like, I couldn't, like, she was the top, you know, person, and she's like, my teammate won. Not, it would have been different if, like, someone else won. Like, right. I think it was China was second place or whatever, but.
Right.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, but, like.
Not saying that it will happen.
I don't
but
think it will.
I'm not,
it could.
I'm
she
not
going to
be surprised if it. If it does happen.
She could be like the fourth or fifth out of the five.
But wouldn't Simone Biles want to be that role?
Of course she would, but she's 28.
Yeah.
Like, she can't really control it at that point. If she's still on the team, she could still win the team gold.
I guess the only thing that would be is that she went out very poorly this year, where she might want to come back and redeem herself.
Never know.
I don't think she has much to prove anymore.
It doesn't matter. You don't want to go out like that.
No, I don't think she would either. So, to Matt's point, I think she's going to be in the mix. It's just, will age be a factor at that point? And then
it just takes one injury. Like, I know that's, we could say that about any age, but, like, to be like, all right, you know, screw this. Like, it could be a simple injury, like a broken toe. And she's like, you know, screw this. I'm going to go chill over here.
I'm gonna golf.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird...
On my broken toe.
Like, what do you do? So she's 24, and they're like, she's retired. Not even a quarter of a century in life. What does she do? What does she do for the next 5 years? What does she do for the next 10 years? Like, what is their plan? Like, do they have enough money saved?
Guessing go be a coach.
Like, some sort of... Yeah, I feel like that's the only thing you can do is, like, teach, coach, or...
Johnson.
Try to get as much ad revenue Johnson. As you can.
You know, Sean Johnson. Sean Johnson is a YouTube star now. She was a gymnast. But she's on YouTube now, and she's pretty famous on there.
But, like, I just think of the ones, like a Michael Phelps. He was past that already. He's 30-something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he's only 33.
Yeah.
It's like... And he's known as the greatest Olympian of all time. Yeah. And he's sitting on his couch watching. He had
eating
a
there potato was, chips.
There was a selfie of him saying good luck to all the U.S. golfers. It's like, what do you do?
Can dude
go work out for what?
Caleb Dressel.
Jacked.
Oh my gosh, what a good looking man. And then he's only 20.
19.
I think he's 24. I'm 19. I think he's 24.
You have a shot, Brent.
Hey, good looking.
he's got a wife.
Damn it! That's good for him.
Good for him.
as he should.
But yeah, he won gold last night, which was awesome.
He took on the shape of a unicorn.
I think he did. He probably did.
Did you guys watch that race that I sent you?
No,
I watched.
Oh yeah, that one.
Because it was...
I thought it had the FaceTime interview.
I thought it did, too. Did you see the end when the announcer called it with probably a body length to the wall? And he's like, Caleb Dressel's going gold! And, like, dude caught up to him pretty quick.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, it was... And
600ths
after,
of a second.
After he said that, both announcers went quiet because they're like, oh, shit.
Dude.
And it was... It was one of those.
He got lucky.
Swimming is the best summer Olympic sport. It's the best one to watch by far.
There you go. Thank you. Best one to watch.
What is the best one then?
Handball.
Handball's so good, dude.
I would play the shit out of handball right now. Okay. You're telling me
beach volleyball.
I would play that as well. But like, if you got like 10 people, 12 people counting goalies. To like,
yeah, don't leave out goalies, please.
To like, just play three steps,
oh.
pass. These people are coming up and just like a crank shot. It's a lot better than water polo. Don't gotta tread water for 2 hours.
Oh, you're saying I love watching water polo.
I love, but okay. Like, yeah, I mean, no, like,
I thought you were
playing
to
my,
play.
I got would, you. I loved watching water polo too, but like to play it.
Can I play water polo where I can in the shallow end of the pool? where it's stomach high.
Yeah.
You're just running through the water instead of swimming.
High knees.
I saw a guy run. He was like in the corner. He gets the ball. He jumps in, and he threw so much spin on the ball. The goalie had the whole net covered, but it just kicked right into the net. It was the coolest goal I've ever seen. It was so... They all have spider tack on their hands.
Oh, of course they do. That. Of course they do.
Well, yeah, because then you can just, like, three-finger catch
every ball.
And then just put that...
Speaking of that...
That English?
Yeah.
Water polo? How do they grip that ball?
With their hands.
Yeah, they got big hands.
It's so big.
Yeah, but they got big hands.
If you like, it's like a power play where it's like up to the point, back down, and then
yeah.
it's just like
oh,
easy
yeah.
passing, and
then
just
it's
one, and they're all righties.
Yeah, exactly. And then when they go to shoot, watching them shoot, just like he's
it's like
Forrest
lacrosse.
Gump waving to Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, they're
the skip. Shots too,
oh, yeah.
where they skip it off. It's so cool.
Up into the corner too, so the goalie has no chance.
I love how we're all like making hand gestures, but at least our like in the mic can get the idea of what we're trying to do.
You know what pisses me off about water polo though?
The water
that they have to tread water.
The fact that no one is breathing hard.
Oh my gosh!
I'm not a fan of that.
No.
Like, show some, like, human aspect of yourself.
I would love to see their training.
How dare you?
they probably tread water for like 5 hours.
Just what's up, man? How you doing?
With no, marine, just their marine legs. Training. Yeah. Just their legs.
Marine training for sure.
Just wild. It's such a crazy sport.
I would hate to be the goalie.
Just sitting there.
Because if you're on the other end, there's not like a little pedestal he can stand on. He's just treading water.
Yeah, except you don't have to swim back and forth, which would
that's
be nice.
That's true. That's
like,
true.
Swim, 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 tread, 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 swim, swim. Like, that sucked. That would suck.
Right.
Can you switch on the fly there?
Yes. Like, line changes?
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. Where the guy just
I think so. Either that or it's on, like, dead balls.
Oh, and while you're trying to survive and not drown, someone is trying to drown you. Under the water, they are kicking you. And trying to drown
The one I saw, the guy lost his cap.
Yeah.
And he comes out of the water 5-10 seconds later. He's like, of course.
Not breathing. Still, just yelling at the refs. Yeah.
Still treading water. His heart rate is at still like 80 beats per minute.
Exactly.
Like,
yo, what up? Where? What happened? Like, dude, breathe.
The best part.
Breathe a little bit.
The best. Yeah, there's no like gasping for air. No. The best part too is like when there's like a ball change. Or possession change, and everyone collectively just starts doing freestyle to the other side. There's no one guy who stays and he's trying to just like trying to play the defensive. Yeah. Oh, where are you going? Where are you going? Everyone just gets back into their spot.
Yeah. That sport is crazy.
Yeah,
it's cool, but crazy. We are really good at it too. The women's team.
I thought you meant us.
No, I'm not.
It's like I would like to try
again.
Yeah. I know how to tread water. I teach swim lessons.
What is the penalty if you touch the ground?
I don't, can you touch
you
the ground?
To try to hold
I know
your
you
breath
can.
For a minute.
No, like, can you, like...
No, I think the pool
if
is...
If you touch the ground, it's a penalty.
I think the pool is, like, to a point where you can't. I think they're at, like, the 12-foot deep pool or whatever.
Man, that's wild. What other sports are you
playing? I love beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball.
Oh.
The 2v2.
Yeah.
It is so dumb.
I love it.
Yeah, it's
that
so good.
They have to wear bikini bottoms.
Did you hear that, you, bro? The Norwegians or the Finns?
Well, it looks good on the guy.
It is
agreed.
Super stupid.
I agree.
That's a rule.
Sorry. What was that one?
the Norwegian men's volleyball, beach volleyball.
That was the men's team, you said?
Yeah. And
they were wearing what?
They have to wear bikini bottoms.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Norwegian. Two bugaboos. Ah, nice. I got the W.
Those are in the front.
I'm surprised I haven't hit more.
For the bikini bottoms, his two bugaboos are in the front of that. The tops are optional.
See, I like indoor volleyball better.
Yeah, indoor volleyball is awesome. I love volleyball
they
in general.
Smack the shit out of the ball.
Oh,
if they get it over the net. I would be dead. Oh yeah, that's a good
point. Could you imagine what the face,
dude?
you're in like a half squat, and you're the
just,
what is
I
the
got this.
What
libero.
Is
the libero?
And
I got this.
You got Scott the, Sterling.
Oh my God, that would hurt.
They come down so hard.
And then they go right, like 5 seconds later, the same girl just spiked the ball. She's spinning the ball in her hand, getting the serve ready. And
coming at you.
And you're just crying.
Blood trickling down your nose.
Oh, you just have like a red circle on one side of your face.
They serve it right to you. You get it back, but you bump it too high. It goes to them, and they put it back in your face. Yeah, that would suck. That sport, they can hammer the ball. Golf is kind of stupid there.
You know what I thought about golf? Up the outfit game.
Really?
There was really no excitement from... me from the
I don't know.
Okay.
And we're back. From the only one that I saw that was good was the Japan ones.
Japan
where it was like a different colored white to red.
Oh, love those shirts too.
Yeah.
Like I'd get one.
Yeah.
See, I like
I'm
the
not
skateboarding
even from
shirts.
There.
The what? The
skateboarding?
I didn't watch
cool
it.
They had
I didn't
cool
really
shirts.
Watch it either.
They just the
like,
loose baggy.
And they had
flowing
like,
in the breeze.
It looked like jeans. It looked like jeans, but it was... So it was just a plain white tee, the American flag over the left
like
chest.
The band.
Hey there, Delilah.
The Nike logo, and then two stripes of blue. Like, it looks like the collars were, like, blue, white striped.
Yep.
And then the pants were, like, jeans, but you could tell they were athletic pants.
Yeah.
And so it just looked cool. Like, it looked like 90s.
Yeah.
Like, 90s skateboarding is what you thought of.
Well, like, golf, Germany. It was just a white t-shirt with Germany on the back. With, like, a couple of their colors underneath the word Germany.
U.S. didn't look that bad.
They were, yeah.
It's white with the blue pants and the...
I think it was opposite, wasn't it? White pants with the blue shirt, or was it...
At least Thursday, whenever they teed off. Today's Thursday, so... brown pants? I'm sorry.
Blue pants. I saw blue pants.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. Just that was from the
first day, at least, I know.
Just from the day that I watched, it was like, man, you gotta just, like, get out there. Just make it as cool as possible. And it was just, like, just very...
straight up flags.
Yeah, like, it's just...
flags on the shirt, flags on the pants.
Yeah, might as well. You're golfing in the Olympics.
Exactly. Some John Daly pants.
Yeah. Why not? What you looking up?
The
Norwegian Olympic men's volleyball team?
Skateboard.
Your bag's got an American flag in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That counts as one of your clubs.
Or your ball should have, like, your colors on it.
Callaway, Truvis balls.
I'm sure they wouldn't really like that, though, the golfers. I don't know if that affects them at all.
Right. Unless you play TaylorMade, right? Because they've got the pixels or the
triangles
on it. Yeah.
I had some of those. Lost all of them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll show you guys these later.
Okay.
What else do we have?
Alex Goligoski signed to the Wild.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest signing.
Suter, we haven't. Suter, Parise are gone.
Suter went to Dallas for a 4-year. Parise went to the Islanders, which wasn't very shocking.
Two years?
I have no idea.
I think it's 2 years.
I don't know what it ended up being.
A lot of movement and a lot of guys getting paid this year, too.
Yeah.
Like a Braden Point getting $9.5 a year, Cal McCarr getting $9 a year. A lot of guys getting paid and a lot of guys in different spots. So it was really exciting to watch. I've always been a fan of the free agent time, just to see where everyone ends up and what they're getting paid and how many years. And
a lot of goalies being moved, too.
A lot of goalies.
First off, Fleury getting traded from Vegas to Chicago after winning a Vezina.
That sucks.
And he didn't even know about it.
Yeah, he learned on Twitter.
That was dumb. Philip Grubauer going to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be a really good...
He had a good year.
Yeah, he had a really good year.
Wasn't he up for the Vezina?
I think so.
Yeah, he was the Colorado goalie that was up for it.
Yep. Braden Holtby down to Dallas.
Yep, he had a bad year.
He did. But I think he was with Vancouver, so I mean...
Yeah.
You know, 6-1, half dozen of the other there, but...
What did you guys think of the draft? The expansion draft?
Minnesota Wild fan standpoint, I think we were lucky to keep Kakanen.
Yeah.
Soucy we can replace, which we already did with Goligoski.
We also replaced... We could have replaced Kakanen with
our draft.
He's not ready yet.
How old is he? Yeah, he's not ready yet. Kakanen is 21, and he had some struggles staying consistent. So.
Yeah. Jesper Wallstedt, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. And then we drafted... Grand Rapids kid, second round.
Yeah. I don't know who
he was. He was the Mr. Hockey. I forget his name. Yeah. And then... You could say every name in the book, and it'd be like, yeah, that sounds right.
It started with a P and ended with a T. I know that.
Pitt.
Sure.
Agreed.
Yep.
Peter.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Wait.
I think we drafted...
I agree.
We had two first rounders, which was a... goalie and then a defenseman. Yep. And then after total was a goalie, I think it was 4D and then 2 forwards.
Nice.
Which was basically the needs that we needed.
Yep.
Goalie, defenseman, and then we're trying to... I'm surprised we didn't really get any big hitters offensively for signings.
No, we didn't.
No. We'll see what else happens. I don't know.
Sounds like we're out on Eck. Not Eck. Eichel. I keep Eichel. Saying Eck. Yeah. Sounds like we're out on him.
Yeah, it was too expensive.
Yeah.
Still waiting on the Fiala Kaprizov contracts. They've been talking.
I think that's priority number one before even going for free agent forwards.
True.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
It'll be cool when we win the cup, though.
It'll be very cool.
And the Vikings win the Super Bowl.
I think Seattle left a lot of people on the board.
They had a terrible draft.
Yeah, Seattle's going to be bad.
I didn't get what they were doing.
But everybody thinks they're going to be cup contenders, but
I didn't know half of the names that were picked, nope. And I'm the random guru. I'm the random knowledge guy on hockey, and I could barely tell you. I remember Jordan Eberle, yep. Mike Giordano,
Brandon Tanev.
I didn't even remember that off the top of my head, but those were the two that stuck out to me: Eberle and Giordano. And
I will say teams played it much smarter this year than they did with Vegas. Like things like Ovechkin, where he didn't sign the contract.
Right.
So he's left it unprotected, but like he was going to be a free agent in a couple days. So like right. It was obvious like what was happening there, which was brilliant move by Washington. They saved another spot. We cut some guys, Suter and Parisi, to save more. We saved Dumba. How stupid. God, I wish we would have saved Susie over Dumba.
But. Agreed.
I don't know. It's a lot tougher to replace a Dumba, I think, at this point.
How?
Can we get a guy that shoots on net? And
I feel like, but like I don't know. Like I'm not a big fan of Dumba either. But looking at comparably from Susie to Dumba,
I think Susie has a better upside.
I think Dumba.
He's got more experience, which it helps him, right?
He was a first rounder. I think the biggest thing was he was a big team guy. He's a fan favorite in the locker room. And to see a guy like that go would be... And to not protect him, that would be a big mood change for the entire team.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I think it was sort of on the lines of that. At the end of the day, I'm not a... He's
just terrible.
I'm not... I'm not a big fan either. I'm not a big fan either, but to compare him to a Susie who's not really...
made anything of himself yet. I get it, but...
I think Dubba's 25. Susie is not. He's like 21, 22.
No. And I know...
Is he 23,
24?
Could he be...
Yeah. 25. He might be.
Might be.
I think he's our age. If not older.
We need a laptop guy. Just to sit right over there and have one of our old crappy mics and just give us stats when we need them.
You're looking
it
up.
So Brent doesn't have to do it.
Dumba's 27.
Nice. And plus, he was still on a pretty big contract.
I know you've also mentioned that you're scared of Dumba leaving and becoming something big.
Oh, he'd be electric on a different team.
Susie's 27, too.
Oh. Okay, so looking at age, 25. He's 2 years off of that.
Just experience-wise at that point.
But yeah.
Dumba is just... I think he's a liability on defense.
Yeah.
I do, but... Yeah. What do I know? I also... I was hoping they'd take Rask. That would have been awesome.
Not taking Rask.
If we would have left Rask and Dumba available, I would have been the happiest Minnesota Wild fan of all time.
Yeah.
I would have been very happy with what's going on. But
do we still have the breaking news button?
Hold on. Timing is everything.
You are nailing it, my friend.
Right?
I'm sorry, we usually don't have breaking news, but... We could do an impromptu one right now.
Hold on.
Three.
Two. Okay, ready?
Three, two.
Breaking news.
I thought that was it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's...
Go ahead.
I thought we were doing an impromptu one.
That was as impromptu as we get.
I thought you found it. You were like, no. All right, what was the news?
The Lakers and Wizards have agreed on the trade for Russell Westbrook. No way. Sources tell Woj ESPN.
Woj bomb.
Well, I think it was four players and a first rounder. Thoughts?
Excuse me, bitch.
So their potential starting lineup: Russell Westbrook, Talen Horton Tucker. That is one person. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Marc Gasol.
If they don't win next year,
that's three like really good players. I think it's going to be weird to get Westbrook in that lineup.
I don't think it'll work.
He hasn't worked with anyone.
Exactly.
ESPN posted he's been playing with elite players: James Harden, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, and none of those times have worked.
No,
ever. Why would this be any different? But you know, LeBron's trying to win one. I mean, yeah, he won one with LeBron.
Hasn't really done much since.
No, he's kind of just been a baby,
a scumbag.
Does a lot of charity work.
If that's what you want to call it, just taking off for a week.
Not that part of it.
It's
like,
wild that they do that. It is crazy, but
he's done a lot for a lot of stuff. But yeah, he does come off as kind of just
scumbag.
Like a
scumbag. I don't know what he does. I don't.
He helps a lot of youth, a lot of women's stuff, and then there was like one thing I saw, his foundation created like a water purifying station in Africa or something.
That was Bill Gates. Scumbag too.
Wow.
And forgot he's kind of a scumbag now.
Kobe.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm not a fan of Kyrie. I think
loser.
I only know him for this basketball.
Yeah, but I know him personally.
Nice, good for you.
Did you meet him at LA Fit?
LA Fit.
Fit?
Yeah.
No free ads. No free shots.
Lifetime fitness is what you meant, right?
Lifetime, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No free shots.
Looking
shout-outs.
At
no free
La shout-outs. LA. La.
La loser.
La loser.
Scumbag, too.
What else we got?
I don't have much.
I don't have anything more.
Sweet, let's put it into it.
I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
I'm from Wallace, the North Star Cast. Wishing you a very happy National Chili Dog Day. That's what will happen.
That's going to...